Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Leah Nyland. The Justice Department announcing today it is suing TikTok for allegedly violating a federal Children's Online Privacy Act by collecting information about kids under 13 without parental consent. So, Leah, this is just the latest legal battle of this media platform. Talk about a little bit more about this case. What do we know?
Yes. So this was a case that was investigated by the Federal Trade Commission, which enforces consumer protection laws. They had previously entered into a settlement with TikTok in 2019, in which they fined them $5.7 million for failing to track whether children under the age of 13 were signing up for their platform. There is a federal privacy law for children under the age of 13 that prevents companies from collecting data about them without parental consent. So they entered that settlement in 2019, and they were supposed to make a variety of changes to the platform that the FTC says they didn't make. For example, they impose what's known as an age gate. So when you sign up for an account, you're supposed to have to enter your age so that they know if you're a kid. But there were lots of ways around that, they said. So if you used your Google account to sign up or your Instagram account, you could get around that and not actually have to enter a date. So there were all of these children who were able to create TikTok accounts and create adult TikTok accounts that didn't have limits on what they could see and didn't require them to notify their parents.
Okay, if the kids figured out a way around it, don't you think that TikTok or the people who were supposed to be implementing these age gates would have known that they were able to do that?
Yeah, that's one thing that the FTC says, is there was plenty of evidence internally, all the way up to the CEO level, that TikTok knew about these problems and sort of delayed fixing them. So that millions of children under the age of 13 were able to sign up for accounts. TikTok also had its own algorithm that, you would enter a birthday, but just in case, you entered a fake one, they would sort of estimate, the age of somebody based on, who their friends were, the sorts of things that they were interested in and liking. And they were able to sort of predict if somebody had lied about their age, but they weren't always shutting off those accounts. And they were collecting more data than they knew that they were allowed to, and sharing it with other platforms, for example, Facebook.
Okay, so in order to be able to say whether or not, let's say they thought somebody lied. So they're looking at who their friends are, they're looking at what they're looking at, and even that just kind of creeps me out a little bit.
Yeah, it is a little bit strange that the amount of information they can sort of figure out about you from what you are looking at on the platform, how long you're looking at it, who your friends are, things like that. And they also, they sell that information, which is another thing. Under the children's privacy law, you're not allowed to collect that information or do anything with it. But because they, had these as adult accounts, they were not only, sharing it with others, but they were actually selling some of that information to advertisers. So there are a number of allegations here that the FTC says they knew that they were doing things that were wrong. TikTok says, that they have made changes to the platform, that these are old allegations, and they intend to fight this. But if they are found to have violated the law, they could be on the hook for hundreds of millions of dollars.
Okay, well basically their defense is, well, wait a minute, we already had the settlement. We said we were going to be fixing it. We did sort of fix things. I mean, can they go back and say, all right, we'll do a little bit better?
Because they entered the consent decree in 2019, they had already sort of gotten their one free pass from the federal government. And now, the FTC says that there are some indications that, under the previous settlement, they had to, for example, provide some information to the FTC each year about their efforts to ensure compliance with the law. And the FTC said that there is some evidence that those reports lied about what TikTok knew and what TikTok was doing. So that's part of the reason that the FTC said that they felt the need to bring this lawsuit, was because they felt that TikTok really didn't follow through on its promises last time. And under the law, they're allowed to fine them $54,000 per day per violation. So since the FTC says there are millions of children that are potentially impacted here, this could be quite a large fine.
I often wonder whether or not they can afford to get hauled into court again, or whether they can afford to pay these fines, because even just watching the Olympics, you look at the enormous amount of content that's being created out of there, not just coming from the athletes themselves, but from social influencers and people that were that were credentialed by the network to go over there and create content. I mean, it's like everyone's going there now.
Yeah, TikTok is one of those companies that people don't actually know very much about how valuable it is, because it is a private company within China. And so there are not a lot of requirements for them to disclose information about their annual revenue or things like that. So it's not quite clear like how much money they have to pay this potential sort of fine, or even sort of how much revenue they earn from all of those, you know, videos and things, as you mentioned, that are on their platform.
Leah, thanks very much for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Leah Nyland. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts. And stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.